Everyone can hear us. La 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 la.
Lee, you're a professional.
I'm a professional what?
I don't know.
I'm here.
We're going. Quiet.
Is that the jiggly thing? What is that?
Dear God. What's that? It's worse than wrangling cats.
Show us your tits.
It's time for another Help Me Rocks. Tonight's special topic, Dragon Con. Joining Rox is the Minister of Fine Spirits, the Dragon Con Southern Belle, Lee. Now, here's your artist in residence in Dragon Con Hobo Queen, Rox of Spaz House.
Yay! We are so excited because Dragon Con's next week, a whole week. If you're leaving Wednesday morning, which would be today, I would be in Atlanta next week. So, getting ready for Dragon Con. That is what this Help Me Rocks is all about. How to get the most out of your Dragon Con experience. I have been a Dragon Con goer since 1997. Old time. I think I missed 1 year out of the entire run from now until, you know, from 1997 until 2012. So, missed one for my sister's wedding. So,
for your sister's wedding?
Yes, my sister's wedding. It's my brother's wedding.
Didn't she know better than to schedule it on the weekend?
No. See, the thing is she scheduled it right when it was still in July.
Ah.
So it was that weird time. But I skipped my brother's second marriage wedding ceremony because the second one, and it was Labor Day. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I already have plans.
Does the second one count?
Not anymore. Because
yes, the second one counts. Second one still counts.
Wait, you're on your second
now.
One, are you, Lee? No.
I'm not divorced. No.
No, my brother is. It didn't last.
Lee, her brother's available.
Yeah.
I'm married.
I think he's got a girlfriend now.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm very married. Why did you say that to me?
I don't know. So,
oh my gosh, it looks like you're in the witness protection program.
I know, and I've got the light on, and I'm sorry. But I'm wearing
my
cheeky shirt.
Yes, coexist, because you know what? Here's the cool thing about Dragon Con, people. All of us fans.
If you're not watching the video version of this, you're missing something
right
now.
It's backwards. Yeah, she's making tits.
I am not. I was shocked.
You just did. You just increased your size. We must increase our bust. There you go. I think that was in Judy Blume. I think that was Judy Blume.
Are you there, God? It's me, Dark Margaret. Yeah.
I think so, yes. So, a really cool thing.
What?
I knew you brought that. No, don't.
It's got two.
Anyway, last year I remember watching a really the William Shatner panel, and he said a really cool thing because he was working on his Nerds Get a Life whatever documentary, and he realizes that this convention, especially Dragon Con, we come to see everybody else. The fan, the celebrities are great. The dealer room is awesome. You know, the panels are great. But we also go because we meet up with our friends of like-mindedness. And
yeah, it's geek homecoming. I mean, this is what we
hear all
the times from people. It is geek homecoming, and it's the kind of time when you get together with the family you like, i.e. the family you've made, sometimes other than the family you were born into or can't run away from no matter what. So yeah, it is. It's geek homecoming, and I think it's very interesting. And it kind of says a lot that, yeah, we're there to, yeah, the guests are great and the gaming's great and the dealer's room's great, but really, you know, we could all just get together and chat for hours and probably have a really good time.
Yeah. Starting out really early, I know I always like to stand in line to pick up my badge and stuff. And it's, you know, you see people, you know, let them break in front of you and stuff. And it's, and the cool thing is when you're doing your little line party waiting for your badge, people are really cool. You know, you don't have people like, oh, no, you'll get your badge. Don't worry about it. You know, just make friends. And
well, but this year it's not as long a wait.
Well,
unless something happens, you will not have a very long wait.
No, I know. But some people like to go out early because it does open up at 10. So some people like getting there around 8 o'clock so that they can chat with people and see what's going on. That's what I do. And
well, I can tell you that after you chat with after you get your badge on Thursday, you can go and give blood right then at the Sheraton and meet more people there.
There you go.
See, you got other places to go to chat and get some Nutter Butters, man.
Yeah, but the people at the blood giving place are total pricks.
They are.
Get it? Get it? I made a joke. Get it?
Oh yeah, that is
John, our engineer for the evening. Thank you, John.
Thank you. You're welcome.
How is it? Our update on getting us onto the Today Show.
It's going very well, madam.
Okay, thank you.
Really, we're going to be on the Today Show.
Eventually,
We will be on the Today Show tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow will never come. But anyway, okay. Well, first of all, I do know that before we get into some more Dragon Con talk, because we do want to get mostly focused on Dragon Con, we do have our cynical 13-year-old now, and he's wanting some post breakup advice. Actually, there might be an MP3 from him somewhere, but I didn't go look it up because of this being the Dragon Con episode. But besides watching Dharma and Greg, which is apparently what he's doing, is there any other advice that you could give him to
don't watch Dharma and Greg.
Watch
the regular show. That's my show of choice at the moment. I like that cartoon. It's great.
It comes on
like Adventure Time. It's really cool because it's like Slacker but in 18 minutes. But if you string a ton of them, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say, you're 13. Don't have a girlfriend. Don't have a boyfriend. Don't have anything. You're 13. I'm a mom of a 13-year-old. No. No.
You're
too young.
You believe that the doohickeys. Kids. Those are what they call them.
Those kids.
Children? Yes. What about children?
You believe that they have no emotions.
I do not. I believe they have lots of emotions, and I understand that you were going together or whatever it is that you were doing, but come on. It's over. The one tiny bit to take from Scientology, let it go. It's all in the past. That's all you got to take from Scientology.
Here's what you really should be thinking at this time.
13.
For 13. Yeah, because I didn't even have a boyfriend at that age. We had friends.
I didn't have a boyfriend until I was 18.
Right. No, but the thing is what you should be doing is hanging out with a bunch of friends.
Yes.
You know, playing D&D, other gaming, Netrunner, that comes out next month. Anyway, you know, what you should be doing is actually building your base of friends. You know, because you do want to become that private investigator that you talked about a while ago. So you need a big network. Yeah. So, you know, tying yourself literally to one person so early, you know, you're setting yourself up because there's just so much going on between 13 and 18. There's 5 years.
I'm just saying, have fun in school. Have fun with your friends. Find all the hobbies you want to find. But don't let people get you down and try to break your heart or hurt your spirit, because you're a great kid and you don't need that. So find friends.
It'll get better. It'll get better. And then it'll get better.
Actually, I really can't say that yet because you got to still go through high school. But after high school, college is freaking awesome. Get through high school. College is awesome. Yeah. But high school kind of sucks.
Yeah, here's the thing. Think of it this way. You're building your base at 13 to save you
base.
And help you out during your high school years.
That's right. Right.
That's
very,
really
very true.
You know, yeah. having friends, you know, that would be great. You know, you can be friends with a girl. Simple,
no,
but
can't.
Not really.
No, you can't. I mean, yeah, sure you can.
Yes, you can be friends with the opposite.
Not at that age.
No, excuse me. At 42, you can as well.
No, I said not at that age.
No.
Why not at that age?
Well,
they play. Some of them play baseball, right?
Hormones.
My son is friends with girls.
Oh crap!
And he wants nothing to do with them at all.
I didn't say that. There are a few that he does think are cute, but he also has friends who he has been friends with since he was a toddler that are girls.
Well, actually, you know what? Since we're already on this topic, let's head over to the phones and hold on. Let's see if I can pull it up. And
really John's phone?
No, it's mine. Don't worry about it. I'll get it later.
We did have a call that came in.
Yay!
And I will go ahead and play it. Here we go. Hopefully this comes through. I think it will. Tell me if it doesn't.
Hey, Rox and John.
Really
and oh, hey, Lee. I didn't see you. You should stand up when people...
Hold on.
You are standing up.
Hold on. Could you guys hear that okay? I couldn't.
I could barely make it out.
I know who it is.
Okay, well, let's cut to the other one. We'll come back to this one because I know this one works over here. I got to fix something over here. So, here we go.
Hello, Unique Geek. I have a question for you guys. But before I ask my question, I just want to thank you and all your guests for putting on this awesome 50 Days of Dragon Con podcast. It's extremely informative, but more importantly, good fun. For my question, what advice do you have for the Dragon Con attendee looking to meet someone interesting during the convention? Basically, where or what events are best for the singles at Dragon Con? Preferably something a little more natural than the annual speed dating event. Thank you in advance for any advice you can give, and keep up the awesome work.
Well, I was actually going, I don't know whose voice that was, but that was awesome. But I was actually going to say the speed dating. The other thing I would say is also go to panels that are your fandom panels and don't go to like the big star panels. Look and find, you know, Rox and I do something on Warehouse 13. We're doing something on Grimm. I know Supernatural, other TV shows, Falling Skies, all of those. They'll be doing fandom panels. And go to those and see who's talking and meet people that you'll know and start chatting with them. And
Here's one.
Okay.
And I guarantee you can probably find somebody. Silk Road, the Silk Road Asian thing, has origami, okay? Nothing better. You already know it's a chick magnet. Girls want to know how to fold paper. Go to that one. Then you could, you know, learn how to fold paper. You can ask the girl next to you, oh, hey, how do you, I can't get my corners really creased, you know. Chew in on that one.
That's not a euphemism.
What is I can't get my corners creased code for?
Nothing.
It's not a euphemism.
It's not a euphemism. Okay, here's the thing. You don't want to come off as creep, okay?
Nope.
You're really
a creep.
No.
You don't want to be a creep. Nope.
Don't want to be a creep, okay? You know, it's Lee, I'm sure you've ran across this. I have. I remember one time I was the Sunday night when you know, everyone's doing the masquerade thing and they're going through the escalators and stuff. I was chatting with a really nice guy and we were talking photography. And then all of a sudden he said something. I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah, don't be that guy.
What was it? What was it he said? Do you know? Do you remember?
God, he said, yeah, it was sort of weird. He goes, oh, I like women with perky ones or something. It was something weird and odd, and I just sort of looked at him. He goes, I said the wrong thing, didn't I? I'm like, yeah, I think I'm gonna go over here now.
Yeah. Okay. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. That's what I'm saying. If you find fandom, you can always talk fandom. You can talk origami. That's kind of neat. Dragon Con.
The Pern girls are hot, I heard.
Okay.
Dragons. Please have a panel on that.
Art show is always a good place to meet people because you can start talking about what art you like or don't like. And you just kind of, and it's okay because you're just wandering around the area. So it's okay. And just, but don't be that guy. Those aren't the droids you're looking for. So, you know, eye contact, talk to them.
Yes. Here's another thing too is I know it's short notice, but practice cocktail chatter. That means a couple sentences, nothing, you know, if it goes further than that, but, you know, just chat a few minutes and then off you go. And eventually that person might remember that. And here's the thing. Even though it's a big convention, you'll wind up running into people again.
You will.
So,
right.
You know, karaoke is another big thing. Our friend Aaron is always at karaoke and people are just hanging around in the lounge over at the Hilton. That's a really great place to... Here's the thing is the Hilton's got it made because they're the only hotel that still has chairs and stuff, you know, during the con that they don't pull them away, you know, so... When you're resting finally, you know, people are always sitting down chatting. Chat up with other people, you know. I know you're looking for that special someone, but, you know, chat up other people.
Chat up other people. And also the con suite. Great place, you know. Two people who like cheesy poofs, you never know what can happen. Two people that like cheesy poofs or two people that are going for the Diet Mountain Dew, whatever.
Cheese dip.
PB&Js.
What is Cheesy Poof code for?
Cheesy Poof is not code for anything.
We're not doing the code.
This isn't Weekend Justice.
Moment.
This is Ass Rocks.
Right. Yeah, we're
no euphemism.
About. Until we get to the casual encounter section.
We'll do that in a minute. But also, you know what? It is perfectly fine, and I do want to say these aren't the droids you're looking for. I think you guys know what I mean by that. But it's fine to comment somebody on their costume. Just don't be the creepy weirdo person, whether you're a guy or a girl. It's just not good. But complimenting somebody on their costume, especially if it's a little odd, I mean, a little bit of a fringe fandom or something like that, shows that you're a fan and that can lead to more discussions. But do practice your cocktail chatter. How many Dragon Cons is this for you? Always a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's been the big, especially if it's somebody who's been here a long time, what's, you know, and you've only been gone a couple of years, what's the biggest thing that's changed? What is something that you kind of actually would like to see back from the old days, as it were?
Okay, if you're honed in on somebody's outfit, ask them if they made something.
Yeah.
You know, not looking for the droids, but you know, if it's a steampunk person, you know, ask them about their rifle or whatever, their laser, you know, their jetpack, which is on their back, not on their front. Ask them if they made it, because most of the time they have. And as a steampunk person, we are more than happy to talk on how we made it. So that's a really cool in too, you know, thinking, oh hey, what is an easy way of doing a costume and stuff like that. People are really accessible at this convention.
They are.
You know, like this one guy was walking around last year, not really in a costume, but he had one of those Thor hammers, and I went up to him like, "Can I hold your hammer?" and he did. That thing's heavy.
No euphemism, John. That's not a euphemism.
Okay, if you say so.
It was like almost 15 pounds, and he's like, "You got it." You know, it's like he let me grab it, and then he's like, "I'm not gonna let go until you really have it." And it was heavy.
So let me make sure I understand this. He let you grab. He let you. You grab his hammer. Okay. And it's
a couple of years ago. I got to touch Darth Maul's horns because this guy had a really awesome Darth Maul, and he had horns like all over. And I was like, "How did you do that?" And he let me And he had done it. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, I took a picture of this guy with this really cool mohawk. And here, like I said, I don't know if it's because women can do this, but guys can do it if you draw back the creep factor. I'm sorry. This guy, and I'm like, can I touch it? And I'm like, what do you put in it? And he put like Elmer's glue into his mohawk. It was amazing.
All right. By the way, I do want to go on record in saying that cynical 13-year-old is more mature than I am, just for the record.
Okay.
Well, what did cynical 13-year-old just say? Because we can't see that or else we'll get kicked out of
No. We'll just get kicked out of the chat. This whole conversation's made me giggle as though I was a 12-year-old.
You are
so anyway, there's here if you're a smoker, okay, Mr. Voiceover Actor Guy, a really great place for not that, you know, smoking could be bad for you, but it regardless, you need to go out and smoke. The Hyatt area where near the swimming pool is a great place for cocktail chatter. And meeting guests, here's a cool thing. It's a secret. Well, it's a known secret. Guests smoke, and it's a cool you can say hey to them and stuff, but don't ask for autographs and stuff. That's not cool because we want to keep guests accessible, unlike Comic-Con. So anyway.
You go first. I'm going to be quiet for a second.
Oh, okay. It is a great place to, you know, if you're looking for, you know, your lighter's not working, you can, hey, can I, you know, get a light from you? Use those and start talking about, you know, the con. I brought my sister up and she's a smoker. And so we hung out a couple times out there and, we talked to like people who were staff, volunteers and stuff, so you get a feel of what else is going on at the con, and everybody likes to talk.
And I will also say that smokers constantly, because I have family members who smoke, constantly lose lighters or are constantly needing lighters or matches. So even if you aren't a smoker but you're trying to have a way to maybe chat with somebody, have one.
Sit.
Have it
have
there.
A lighter. There
lighters are cheap. You can buy them for 49 cents.
Yep.
So have a couple lighters. That may get you there, too. And I will also say the other place to meet smokers, the Hyatt near the pool. Also, the Hyatt bar in the back, there's a little smoker area. I think it's still there, even with the remodel. And the other place is at Trader Vic's. There's mm-hmm. an outside place where they are also smoking. Because you can't Atlanta, you cannot smoke inside at all.
All right.
That's where I know Luke Perry was bumming cigarettes.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. And I got a hug from him. That's what I love about this convention. Guests will hug you.
So since we just broached the subject of Trader Vic's, let's try this question again here. See if it comes through.
Hey, Rox and
maybe.
John and Lee.
It might help if I unmuted it.
Oh, you are standing. Oh, never mind. Okay, well,
let's try it again.
Hey, Rox and John and... Oh, hey, Lee. I didn't see you. You should stand up when people... Oh, you are standing. Oh, never mind.
Up.
Okay, well, I don't really have a question. My, I think I have more of a suggestion that you should talk for the newbies and somewhat newbies, people who have only gone once or twice, your favorite restaurants, either by value... And or taste. I think that would help some people, help a lot of people out for running around con and needing the knowledge. All right, this has been your friendly neighborhood Mighty Bill, and I'll see some of you later.
That'll Yay, be- Mighty Bill.
Okay, number one, Mighty Bill, I am going to kick you in the shin. But other than that, I would, okay, my first
Lee, plate, you're a guest host, okay.
I will still kick him in the shin. I know him. I already know him. He's one of my panelists. I would say there are a couple of places that are always really good in the food court. There is a lot of there's a meat and two veg place, if it is still there, I don't know, that was over kind of near the Chick-fil-A, kind of across from the Chick-fil-A, which is pretty good. And I would, believe it or not, the sushi place in the food court, darned good. Not cheap, but darn good. And so I would
I'm going to go with I always hit up that noodle place, and it's the smallest place. It's right next to the shoe shine, and it sits back. They have the best spicy noodle, chicken noodle soup ever. And it's,
really?
It's like, yeah, it's like six. Oh, my God. I make sure I at least get one of those. It's like $6. It's very filling, and it's that noodle place. Right next to the suit. It's in between.
Yeah, it's right. It's kind of a little bit hidden. You got to kind of look for it. It's near
the... You have to look for it.
It used to be across from the Dairy Queen, so it's right there.
It still is, as far as I know. So
if
in between...
you're going to go across the street from the Hyatt, there is kind of a deli place. I think it's the Atlanta Bread Company, but I am not sure, that you can really get a good sandwich and soup.
It's corner bread...
Corner Deli,
that's it, yeah. Yes.
And it's straight across the street on Peachtree Street from the Hyatt. Very, very good.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yep. Rox and I actually meet a lot at Dragon Con for breakfast because we believe in a good breakfast because we know we're going to be running until maybe we'll be able to get dinner late. And I've heard really good things about the Hyatt breakfast in their restaurant, and we usually go to the Marriott one. Just, it's a really good buffet. It's not cheap. It's usually, what, $15-16 for the buffet?
For Thursday, Friday, yes, and then it goes up on the weekends.
It goes on the weekends. They have more stuff on the weekends. I will say, though, for those of you who have kids, kids under a certain age eat free with one parent or eat at a very reduced weight with one parent. So if you have kids, that's a great thing to do. And it's pretty darn filling.
Here's the thing. If you're going to go to, because what we go to Sear for breakfast. Sear. That's what it is. They actually have the omelet station. They have the pancake or the waffle station.
Waffle.
They have salmon. Poached and lox and all the little stuff. You know, they have your eggs scrambled and stuff. Plus, with the omelet station, you can also order your eggs however you want them. So if you want them sunny side up, you can. With it, you know, with the buffet, you get your coffee and orange juice or juice if you want. The thing is, yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but if you're going to do one of those all-day things, load up in the morning, you're going to skip lunch, really. And so you're pretty much packing in two meals for one. That's going to carry you till dinner.
And it's usually pretty, I mean, it's good food. For me, it's high protein, which keeps me going pretty much all day. I don't do a whole lot of carbs. So that's really good.
We know a lot of our friends are doing the low carb thing.
Yep.
So it is a good one.
And so. As you keep going in the scale, I mean, there are a lot of really decent places and you kind of find it.
Okay, just a quick rundown. There's the Indian restaurant, Havali, which is really good. I know the Brit Track has
wonderful food.
Really good. I've actually eaten it. What is it?
Max Lager's Brew Pub?
Yeah, they're good. All right, we need to talk about Trader Vic's.
Okay, see, now I will say very honestly, the food at Trader Vic's is not why I go.
Right.
It's not bad food. It's just chain food, and it's. I like this thing that they keep saying. It's, you know, kind of Asian Polynesian. It's not bad food. Don't get me wrong. It's fine. I've gone there, but it's not. I don't like to go there for dinner on Thursday nights or any other nights. I go to Trader Vic's for maybe some appetizers because they got some really, really good chicken satay. But for
the
regular
duck
food,
duck is dry.
Yeah, I will also say that they're, not one of my favorite places to eat, but great to go to for drinks, great to go to for appetizers. A lot of fun for that. If you want to splurge, there's a lot of places downtown, but I'm going to tell you the best thing to do is look right now. And if you think you're going to go out to dinner one night or anything like that, go on and look at Groupon for Atlanta. Look at I'm looking at my own little phone right here. See my phone. There's Groupon. There is Scout Mob in Atlanta, and Groupon, you know, you have to pay first and then you get the certificate. Scout Mob is just usually X percentage off. And there are a lot of places downtown Atlanta that'll be in there. And so that's pretty good, too. Places that I would... Oh, there's a there is Mama Ninfa's, which is a Mexican place. Now, they have a very reduced mix.
You said Mama Ninfa's, right?
Mama Ninfa's.
Yeah, I could have sworn I heard a different word.
What did you think?
Never mind. Moving on.
There's Mama Ninfa's, which is a Mexican place. They have a reduced menu for Dragon Con, but pretty good, pretty cheap. Probably getting out of there $10-$15. That's not with beers or margaritas. There's a new place across from Peachtree Center, across on Peachtree Street, that is another Mexican place. I think it's called Alba or something like that. Really pretty good. And they're doing $5 margaritas all the weekend of Con.
Are they really?
You could venture off. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna leave the convention area of Peachtree, there's some really cool. They're a little pricier. There's the High restaurant that's really good. What is that?
1280.
That's really they do these deviled eggs that are awesome.
Oh, God, they do. They are really good. Now, there are other places, too, that are kind of Atlanta institutions. There's a place called The Vortex, which has some of the best burgers in Atlanta. But know that people smoke in The Vortex, and you got to be 18 or over to go in.
Okay, there's two locations. So you can do either go up to...
on MARTA.
MARTA to what? North
Midtown.
Station?
Midtown.
Or you can go to the really cool one. You would go down to Five Points, switch over to go to the Inman Park, walk up to Little Five Points.
It's not a bad
place. You want to go. And then that's a cool one, too.
Just so a cynical 13-year-old knows, I can see the tweets, but I can't for the life of me think of any Smith songs right now. I don't know why. Thank you.
Okay. Cynical 13-year-old, you do not need to listen to the Smith songs or The Cure or anything that depressing. You need to listen to some happy music.
Katy Perry songs.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
She's fun. I actually like her.
Listen to Bowling for Soup. We like Bowling for Soup.
What?
I like Bowling for Soup. And Foo Fighters.
Hold on. You like Foo Fighters. Okay.
I didn't know that it was a Foo Fighters song. I admit it.
It was their freaking Grammy-nominated song. What are you talking about?
I'm old, and I don't listen to a lot of music. I listen to NPR in the morning.
She's not listening to you, John. That means she listens to the Magnetic Fields, too.
There are lots and lots of restaurants. Be adventurous. Get Groupon and get Scout Mob. They're all over the place. Downtown Atlanta is a foodie freaking capital. If you want to spend a lot of money, there.
Here's an institute.
You have money, email us and we'll tell you where to go.
If you're flying in or out of Atlanta, and I've talked to some people who actually work in the Hartsfield Airport, and Pascal's in Concourse A is actually the best fried chicken, opposed to the restaurant that's in town.
Pascal's Airport is better.
There's
one in Concourse A, and there is one in the open area near
That's not as good.
Not?
No.
Let's can't get into Concourse A because we're just
Concourse A, yeah. So and if you really want your fried chicken or even liver, it's a great place.
Don't eat liver.
What's wrong with liver?
I don't like liver. Oh.
Well, because you don't like it doesn't mean everyone else has to hate it.
John, do you like liver?
It's okay. Anyway.
You like liver?
It's okay.
See, nobody likes liver. Some people will eat it, but nobody likes it.
So Rox, going back to meeting people. By the way, let people know the phone number if they want to call in.
If you want to call, 404-382. Where is that little piece of paper? Hold on.
Assuming it'll work.
On the site.
Our Skype thing.
I had it out. 404-382. Help me, John.
Yeah.
404.
Okay, anybody watching, just look above the...
382-0769 is the number.
Yeah, right? 404-382-0769. If you're watching on the uniqueek.com/watch, it's right there at the top.
It's right there.
You can also Skype
Geek Coffee Live. We'd like to hear from you what your hopes and aspirations are for Dragon Con. Tell us what costume you're going to wear.
Or you can use the chat and type your message there.
Yeah.
The chat is
below. What costume are you going to wear?
Or are you going to wear rocks?
Oh, you know, my steampunk stuff.
You're doing steampunk stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
My child has to decide
I got an admiral's hat, though.
That's cool.
It's cool. It is cool.
All right. So, you wanted me to bring this up. There are alternative ways of finding people at Dragon Con.
There are.
Word. I'm too young for this.
This is getting into the Dragon Con after dark.
Cynical, the 13-year-old, cover your ears.
Yeah. Cynical 13-year-old, go do something else. This is bad.
It's time for a milkshake. What do 13-year-olds eat? What do they drink these days?
Dude, how did you say? Why did you say milkshake? Now I want one.
Well, my milkshake makes all the girls come to the yard.
I know that, dear.
So
backward, let's go. Rox, your turn.
So you did a little Google search, Craigslist search for
Craigslist search. Look, yes,
for Dragon Con in the casual encounters area.
Yes, I did.
And did you just want to do a review of these, or what did you want me to do with this information?
Yeah, why don't you do a review of one? I like this one from August 13th. This guy's planning ahead.
Okay, hold on. I will go ahead and read it. Hey there. I hope that got your attention. I plan on attending Dragon Con. Probably all 4 days. I don't have a room there, but we'll be driving up every day. I am into slightly nerdy things. Dragon Con, video games, horror movies, etc. Are horror movies considered nerdy?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If you say so.
Some of them.
I'm on the south side of Atlanta. Wait a minute. I'm married and hoping to find someone in a similar boat as myself.
See, this is why
we're not into my nerdy ways.
Don't be judgmental.
Apart. No kids and no passion.
Just yet.
I'm a non-smoker. Well, at least he doesn't smoke. He's got that going for him.
Oh, that means he can't meet people out at the swimming area.
But don't care if you are. Of course, he's already cheating. Why not? I am also a little kinky, but very new to it. Would love to find someone that would like to explore that side of life. I am real and hope you are too. So
why do
go.
People put that in Craigslist?
What, I'm real?
That you're real?
Yeah.
I don't know. So they're not bots, that, you know.
Okay. I guess
I'm
that's
real.
It. Okay.
I'm a real boy. I'm a real boy.
Got it.
So what's advice? What's the advice for him? Where did he go wrong in this ad is what I guess.
Well, okay, as we learned from J.J. Hawkins when we talked about people checking out, this guy's already checked out because, you know, he's planning way ahead. This was from, last week that he's planning his
2 weeks ahead of Con.
Dragon Con experience. Well, he's a non-smoker. I won't hold that against him.
He's cheating.
What did you say?
You know, the thing is I'm sure there's lots of people at Dragon Con cheating. We're here to help him along. So, here's the thing. There's a thing called Dragon Con After Dark. The problem is, sir, you're not staying here. So, apparently, you're going home.
Well, I think subtext is that he was looking for a hotel room there so he wouldn't have to drive back.
Oh, I couldn't get a room off of, you know, MySpace or LiveJournal.
MySpace.
LiveJournal, I meant.
2004 called. They want their website back.
Sorry. Anyway, It sounds like he really doesn't have much going for him, really, other than the nerdy thing.
He's new to Kiki. He's new to being kinky.
I know, but it doesn't say what. Here's the thing about, all right, here, Mr. Fayetteville. The thing is about the people who attend like Dragon Con After Dark, they know what they want, right, Lee? These are the people that go to.
They're looking for certain things.
Yeah, they're
very specific.
Yeah, they're specific. They don't want hemming and hawing. You know, they want to make sure because they use safe words and stuff like that. And apparently you really don't know what a safe word is. Right, Lee?
Sounds like they don't.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that
this guy's not going to
school. He's not specific enough.
No,
he's not at all specific enough. That was easy to know.
Right. Yes. You know, you really need to spell it out.
Yeah, you got to spell. I mean, if you're going to do this, you got to be exactly, you know.
I would like to read one of the other ones that's very specific. However, I think we would. I think we would we would be kicked off the internets.
Yeah, no.
Well, we wouldn't be kicked off the internets. It's the same, you know, same thing you see on the internets everywhere, but, you know.
But this is a family show.
Yes, that's right. This is a family show.
Okay, I didn't think so. So, I guess, all right, so are there other, I mean, first of all, I did not know people did this until a couple of years ago with Weak Justice and you guys telling me. So I was kind of stunned.
Here's the thing, is if you're, and I'm sure if Mighty Bill's around, he can probably back me up on this. What is it? There's Fetish Life or something. If you are really into the kink thing, there's other avenues, Frolicon, but there's, I think, Alt. There's an alt fetish site.
Okay.
You know, that if you're going to a con to get your freak on, you know, plan ahead.
Update from the chat room. Mighty Bill is actually in the chat room. He says FetLife,
FetLife,
FetLife. Okay, there you go. See?
And if you accidentally hit the wrong key, you could wind up at MetLife, and Snoopy will be your fetish.
Or FitLife, which is probably like an exercise site.
And that would be the furry meetup on Saturday at 10 p.m., I think.
Well, it's always so funny, too, because you say that, and it's like, oh, the furries. Dude, I've seen more than just furries at Dragon Con.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, no, I say this because, you know, just
especially after, and I will say, okay, so if anybody's listening who has kids, usually that stuff doesn't get so much until about 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So there is a watershed at Dragon Con, pretty much. And it's not always, there are some still risque costumes, but the real watershed's usually around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. So you'd be okay.
Yeah. Yeah, what you want to do is actually, if you're, I know in the Hyatt, if you're walking through the actual stairs, if you really want to attempt those, some people that are into, you know, the after dark type of thing, some of them have their own parties. Now, please remember this. They will card people. This is the cool thing about DragonCon. A lot of the times these guys are real responsible. They will card you. Carded at a party because
they have their rules, and those
they have their rules.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, just look for the flyers. You know, some of them have really cool parties and stuff. I went to a Dead Pope's party once, and really cool.
What's a Dead Pope's party?
This guy made up a Dead Pope dummy and just called it the Pope, and he was dead. And they removed all of the furniture in this hotel room, and it was really kind of cool. So it was just one of those really cool, just sort of on the ear that you hear about this party and you just, you know, venture around. But yes, be responsible. One of Mighty Bill's rules is for Dragon Con After Dark, number one rule, don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. And in all honesty, if you're not sure exactly what you're getting into, go with a friend.
Yeah.
Find a friend. I mean, it's, you know, be careful. Find a friend. Yeah. Let people know where you're going to be.
Yeah. And if you're not comfortable, just say, I'm not comfortable with this. You know, sorry, thanks. I hope everyone's having a good time. And make your exit. Just be courteous. Yeah. Courteous.
Don't be that person.
Yes.
You know, I think it was Ryan Reynolds who said it one time in an interview. If you're looking around wondering who the asshole is, guess what? It's you. So let's not be the asshole in the room. And you know, but it's fine to say, no, I'm not interested. It's also fine to say, hey, can I buy you a drink? But if the person you ask, can I buy you a drink, or hey, you want to go somewhere else, says no, don't be an asshole. Don't be the says.
No whining, no pouting.
No wine zone, man. No wine zone.
That's, it's not very becoming.
Yeah, it's totally a wine zone, but not the eighth wine. No.
Can it be a vodka zone? Oh, by the way, I'm not even drinking. What is going on here?
Why aren't you drinking?
I don't know. I just realized I do not have a drink.
I don't have a drink either. Are we all supposed to have? Oh, Rox has one. Oh, shit.
I have water just because.
Yeah, we're being very serious about this because we believe in Dragon Con and we want to share.
Who's being serious about this?
Rox not and us. Not really, you know.
Not really.
You haven't
put your cowboy hat on yet, so I want to see the cowboy hat.
I have. Well, no, I've not put on my cowboy hat. I've been themed for this particular podcast.
So yes, people, if you want to meet up with people, you can use Craigslist. Please be specific. You know. Don't say I'm real and hope you are too. That's opening up for a whole can of worms. You could be a Star Trek person and that person's probably, you know, Farscape. Might not match.
I do want to say something because it came up a couple of years ago that some people felt very uncomfortable at Con, that there were some people around, and we do not know that they were attendees, but that they made people feel uncomfortable, they touched them inappropriately and things like that. Guys, if you see if that's happening, don't get in a fight. And I do mean guys and gals. I'm just using the guys because my mother was from the North and guys is what we use. Guys and gals, don't be physical, but say, hey, usually just drawing attention to it, hey, don't be a dick, will make somebody stop. And don't, by yelling, hey, don't be a dick, probably somebody, we got security all over that place.
All over the place.
They're going to hear it, and security staff, you know who they are. So they'll come over and get it. And there's also hotel security and things like that. So, you know, watch out for each other. If you see somebody being a dick, you know, yell it out, but don't get into a physical confrontation because if you do get into a fight,
get into a fight, okay, I've broken up fights by yelling because it's like, you know, I see two people fighting, I yell at them, stop, and one guy's like, well, he started it. I said, it doesn't matter because when the cops arrive, they will take both of you away. Both.
And Dragon Con,
and they're like, oh, you're right. Yes.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And nobody
don't want to lose that badge.
And nobody wants to spin Con into Pokey. It's just not.
But some people want to get Pokey'd at Con.
That is true.
Yeah.
And some people will dress up as Pokey at Con.
So, and
I've never seen Pokey.
I've seen Pokey and Gumby. It was awesome. A couple of years ago.
Wow. Damn, I missed it.
And I this was one you want to go up and go, what is that made out? Because they were like, they looked like actually they were wiggling like it was that rubberized plastic, whatever that stuff was that made Pokey.
Be courteous. Be courteous to everybody.
Don't be a dick. Remember, if you're wondering who the asshole is, probably found him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. somebody in the chat. Well, by the way, Mighty Bill does point out that rule number one is the rule for all of Con, really, not just After Dark.
Yeah.
True. That is the rule for all
of
Con.
And someone just pointed out, too, that she knows you're talking about her and promises not to hit anyone, especially in the track room.
I have no idea who that is, but okay. If it's one of my staff, no, you can't hit anybody. We have that discussion.
Staffers.
Nor can you try to
My eyes are on you, staffer.
Now, other ways, what are other ways you can distract people from fighting?
run them over with your very little bike.
I was going to say boobies. Run over. Boobies. Well,
boobies. See, yell boobies. Also yell cops.
Oh, my God. Boob. Oh, that. I need to remember that. Holy. Oh, my God. That would be so. I need to try that over the weekend.
Hey. What?
Boobies.
Just random?
See what happens. Yeah, randomly. I need to try that.
Oh, my. John, see what you've started now?
Hey, I helped Rox.
You did.
And she's looking very devilish right now, for those of you not watching the
she
video.
Is. I mean, she's like got the happiest little face in the world on right now.
It's the coolest thing. I like that.
If any of my staff are listening to, no, you can't keep any of the panelists for yourself. No, that
you need to share. You need to share. Yes. Yes.
Aaron is very tiny, and you can't. There's not much of him to share anyway.
Right. I guess we should talk about like health issues, not necessarily what to do.
Well, I do
in
have
a situation. What? Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I do have one other personals here. Casual.
Oh, thing. Okay.
I will have to edit myself just for the sake of. We do have people that do listen to this that are not.
Oh, this is a personal? Oh, you're going to read another Craigslist?
I'm hot, tattooed, and the bad boy type. 5'10", 195 pounds, blue eyes, etc., etc. First, Rox, what does etc., etc. cover?
A whole lot
of stuff, doesn't it?
Stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. He doesn't even say what.
Your belly.
We don't even know what color hair he's got. Go ahead.
That's true. I want a cute little geeky girl, Dragon Con girl, etc. You know who you are. I know you love to get something. Let's make it happen. Well, I couldn't say that word. Let's make it happen. You'll be glad you did. Cool guy here, laid back, funny, and cool to kick it with. What is wrong with this ad?
Oh, wow.
Where shall we begin?
A lot.
Okay, first off, etc. only works in The King and I. First off, rightly?
You gotta be Yul Brynner in order to pull that off.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, forget that.
None of you guys are pulling that off.
No. No. You can't even include your hair color.
You're blue eyed and you're etc. Well, that's great.
So with this ad, you could count half of the Dragon Con attendees. Any male can fit. Well,
not any male, but a good male.
Well, they'd have to be 5'10".
195. That's not 5'10". Not too bad. You know,
I have no idea. 195, 5'10". Good. I'm sorry. No idea.
I guess.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. Tattoos are a dime a damn dozen now. That don't mean nothing.
Oh. I think here's the thing. Okay.
People on the podcast have a tattoo.
Here's the fail, too.
I don't have
what
a tattoo.
Kind
actually,
of tattoo.
It's hipper to not have a
if
tattoo.
If you want a geeky girl,
I have no idea.
Did you say it's an Iron Man tattoo? No. Did you say it's a skull with a dagger going through it with a snake? No. Did you say it was a Superman tattoo? No.
Some really intelligent geeky girls, when they see certain guys that have like a tribal tattoo, we giggle. Because you know what? No.
If you have MC squared, that whole thing, that's hot.
You know what? If somebody had like a tribal tattoo of like infinity signs or little R2-D2s, that a tribal tattoo of R2-D2s, that would be the way to a geek girl's heart.
I have,
but just saying tattoos, yeah, not they're dime a dozen.
I have a butterfly tattoo on my lower back. Does that count?
Tramp stamp.
You have a tramp stamp.
Hmm.
Tramp.
Why wouldn't I?
I don't know.
I didn't say there's a reason you wouldn't. I just am very what color is
his wife put it on him?
Has it a temporary tattoo or
does this belongs to?
This
John belongs to me.
When he's lost, bring back two so I can yell at him. Yes.
Yeah. This ad is all crap.
No.
No response. He's gonna get. Nobody's going to respond to that. Not even me. No.
All right.
It's
so you want
to... He actually has caps on Bad Boy. That's kind of interesting. I don't know.
He camel capped it, right? Yeah, it said Bad.
Yeah.
It was Yeah, capitalized B. Yes, capitalized B in Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Well, so maybe that's his name. Maybe his name is actually Bad Boy. Bad Boy, Bad Boy.
Okay.
What you gonna do? What
but he's funny. Funny, yeah. Ha ha. How?
Yeah. See, Carrot saying you're funny. Funny. Yeah. Right. Pauly Shore funny. Carrot Top funny.
Pauly Shore. No, you can't.
I think that was the point.
Pauly
yeah.
Shore because he's a bad boy.
How is Pauly Shore bad?
No, he's okay.
Maybe.
I think
okay.
I think we're all confused at this point. So, health concerns. What should people be doing with health things?
I figured out something today.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. So, the public health rule is that when you wash your hands with soap, you're supposed to sing the Happy Birthday song. Because that's 20 seconds.
But then do you have to pay?
Twice,
but then you have to pay royalties.
Just listen. You should sing it to yourself, not out loud. So you sing the Happy Birthday song. I found out today that if you sing the first version of Jonathan Colton's Code Monkey, it's the exact same amount of time. And you might get to meet a new friend who likes Jonathan Colton while you're washing your hands. Wash your hands a lot.
Yeah.
Wash your hands a lot. Drink water. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your hands.
Okay, yeah.
Hand sanitizer.
Okay, for water, water's plentiful everywhere. All the hotels have little spigots and stuff like that for water.
Have them all.
You think, here's the thing, you think, oh, we're not moving that much, we're not doing that. You are going to get dehydrated regardless. You're going all day. Most of us don't even bring food and stuff like that. Snacks. Bring snacks. Okay. If you're not doing like some freaky cosplay thing, comfortable shoes. Because please know, especially near the Sheraton, the sidewalks are kind of uneasy or uneven. And I have seen some people fall. So, or they catch themselves, not fully fall, but it's, you know, this one poor girl wrenched her ankle. I know it's late in sort of gear. Think of it as like a marathon, the convention. I know, you know, make sure you get some rest. Oh, Lee, there you go. What is your four whatever thingy?
4, 2, 1. 4 hours of sleep. I know you're not going to get it. All right, 3 hours of sleep. 2 good meals a day. If you can get a good meal in the con suite, I don't care, because we know Joe's going to have you good food, but 2 real meals a day and 1 shower. And by shower, we are saying take all your, I don't care if it's a bath or a shower, but take all your clothes off, including your underwear, put soap on your body, under the water, get all squishies and have bubbles. You can blow them. Wash your hair. Wash your pits. Wash the other stuff. Rinse. And then get out and dry off and put on your clothes.
Wait. Rinse? Yep.
Rinse.
And
crap,
it would be
that's
good
what I've been doing wrong all these years.
Another set of clothes.
And new clothes. Yes, new clothes every day. That's actually one of the things, because I'm on staff and we get a staff shirt. And it's this year, it's dark green rocks. I'm so excited. Yay, a new color. But you get a staff shirt. And one of the rules for staff is you have one shirt, which means you can wear it one day. Don't wear it twice.
Well, what if you get it washed? You can't wait to get it washed?
If you can get it washed in con, that's fine. But otherwise, a clean shirt every day, clean underwear every day. And if you are somebody who's wearing socks, clean socks every day, because your feet is going to get funky. Atlanta's hot, and you're going to be walking a lot.
Yes.
Hey, that rhymes.
Yes.
You're a poet.
Oh, it does. I'm a poet, and I didn't know it.
Atlanta's hot, and you're going to rot? Wait, no, wait, was it?
And you're going to walk a lot.
You're going to get crotch rot.
And you might. But, and deodorant. Deodorant.
Deodorant. There is a CVS. Okay, if you run out of stuff, there is a CVS relatively close by, right? In Peachtree.
There's a new one in Peachtree Center. You don't even have to go to get it.
So there you go. So if you run out or you forgot it, there's a CVS. We're here to help.
And if you've forgotten your toothbrush or toothpaste, oftentimes the hotels have those actually that they will give you for free.
Right.
Now, don't just ask them for them, but if you've forgotten one, they will usually give you one.
If you're into exercising and stuff, a lot of the hotels. There is a guest, and I don't think he's here this year, that actually does a walking. You can join him in the morning, and you can do like, I don't know. I think he does like a mile walk or something.
Oh, didn't Kevin J. Anderson used to do that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Oh.
He is back here, so I don't know.
We do have a couple of folks in the chat room that do want to chime in a bit here.
Okay.
What are they trying?
First of all, Jenny B.
Yes, hey, Jenny B.
Says, ironically, and for the sake of all that is holy, put on clean underwear.
Yeah.
Take off your underwear when you get in the shower. Put on clean ones when you get. I don't even care if you dry it off because you know what? It's going to be hot and it'll dry at some point. But put on clean ones when you get out of the shower.
To which Aaron, of course, replied, wash each other, too, to add to the con experience.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
To which Jenny replied, are you volunteering, Aaron? To which Aaron replied, I'm open to being washed. To which Jenny replied, you're
going
to
regret
saying.
Date and time. Okay, yes. Again, remember, staff, you can't keep the panelist. Although, I got to say, Aaron, you're kind of saying she can, so I'm getting out of
it. Let's just say that Aaron's a slut.
Let's all agree
to that and move on.
I didn't know that. No.
Yeah. Sure. He is.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He's a man whore. I don't know. So, there is.
You just said that about him.
We're good friends, sure.
All right, so what did anybody else say about hygiene?
Nobody else said anything. I just thought that was fun. Okay. And those listening and watching later won't get to enjoy it. So,
but I would also say the one of the other things, too, is think about what you're doing and what you think you're going to do. Some of the hotels are pretty warm. Some of them are cool. If you're going to be sitting in a lot of panels, you might want to bring a little jacket, because if you're not walking around a lot, not doing a lot, some of those panel rooms can get a little cool. And it's a good thing because it does mean that you're not getting sweaty hot in the panel rooms. But those are something to think about, too. Do that for your hygiene.
It gets cooler, just so you know, the way it goes. A lot of the rooms are warm because everybody are doing stuff during the day. So if you're doing later in the evening con stuff, that's when it really gets cold, because bodies have left the rooms and the rooms have now started cooling off. So, there are some cold rooms.
Big Bri does have a question.
Oh, hey, Big Bri.
Big Bri has a question. His question is scotch plentiful? To which I say, Big Bri, meet Mighty Bill. Mighty Bill, meet Big Bri.
And yes, it should be plentiful because you're going to bring it. First of all, let me tell you about con. There are bars in the Hyatt, two of them in the Marriott, two in the Hilton, one in the Sheraton, and then they also set up extra bars throughout all those hotels. So if there is something you want, you're probably going to be able to find it. However, I would also say, because those are bar prices, not always cheap, if there is something special you want, pack it in your suitcase and bring it. And then share with your friends, because that means you're a nice friend.
And speaking of sharing, Mighty Bill does point out that he will have pie in his flask this year.
Yay, pie!
And if nobody has seen Mighty Bill's flask.
Oh, my.
It's the biggest damn thing I've ever seen. It's like, what is it?
Oh, my God. This is what he needs to do.
Flasco Doom
Bill,
is actually
Bill, this is what you need to do. You need to do a steampunk thing where you could make a giant flask, sort of like a jetpack that's loaded with alcohol. Like, it's huge, and it siphons off to your other flask. And then you can be the alcohol man. The Pie Man. Oh my God, you could be the Pie Man.
He's the Pie Man.
Okay, if you're going to, if you're traveling to Dragon Con from another state and stuff, you can't take liquids on a plane. Plan ahead of time. Do not really go to the package store over on Peachtree.
No.
That's they'll rape you.
Well, I mean, if you're just looking for easy liquor, you can go like just beer or something. There's a Publix within walking distance.
There is a Publix within walking. And do also for some of you who
Wait a minute. Where's the one on I know there's one on Peachtree up near Midtown. Where is the one that's in walking distance?
There's a Publix
Which
towards
way?
Points. Towards 5 points. More towards downtown.
Oh, okay.
What All road right. is it on, John? I can't remember.
I don't live in Atlanta. B, I
you
think
walk
it's,
there.
I'm going to guess it's Peachtree.
Okay. No, it's not Peachtree. There are only 47 million streets with that. But
That's
there is
point.
Actually a Publix, Publix within
somewhere.
A decent walking distance. It's not bad.
No.
There
you
are
could
also
go to the Whole Foods. There's a Trader Vic over on Ponce, right?
Trader Joe's. Yeah.
Trader Joe's.
There's a Trader Vic.
Yeah.
There's a Trader
yeah.
Vic.
There's not a Trader Joe's
one.
On Ponce. There are only
there
two in
it. Oh, no. It's a Whole Food.
It's a Whole Food.
There's a Whole
there's
Food.
There's a Whole Food on Ponce. There is a Kroger on Ponce as well. Now, that's a little farther. Mm-hmm. There, if you can get a couple of people and do a run for everybody, take a taxi. There is a Green's Liquor Store on Buford Highway, and there's one on Ponce de Leon. Probably maybe $10 to get in the to do a taxi to either one of those two places. Probably you want to go to the one on Ponce, a little closer. You can get your booze there. Yeah, but I will also say, while you can't carry booze on a plane in a carry-on, if you are packing luggage, you can put it in there. Just be careful
checking it in,
but you can do that. And if you're coming international, you can buy it in duty-free.
There you go.
So,
Aaron, you need to buy us some duty-free alcohol.
Duty.
And you are 12.
I am 12.
Yeah.
Yes.
God love you.
Let me see if I can find some of our traditional help. You got some more Dragon Con questions, and we'll give people a taste of what the normal Help Me Rocks is like.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yeah, what's the rest of your Dragon Con? Oh, you didn't.
Oh, so a lot of if you want to get your workout and stuff to staying healthy, like I said, there's I don't know if Kevin Anderson still does his morning walk. Constitutional, that'd be kind of cool to do. Erin Gray always does her Tai Chi.
Yep. Now, there is...
There's a cost for that now.
There is a cost for that now, but yes, she does do Tai Chi.
It's Erin Gray. So, you know...
And all of the hotels do have an exercise room, mm-hmm. every one of them. And there are some Dragon Con groups. If you go on, like, the Dragon Con Live Journal, or you go on Facebook and say, hey, I'd like to do a run one morning. If you're a runner, God love you. But if you want to do that, there are some people that would run with you. And it's always better to do that in groups. You are in downtown of a major city. So it would be good to do that. But you've got some of that. I would think the other thing I want to say for you at Dragon Con is, and we've said this in 50 days, I think everybody says it, you're not going to see it all. Try and just let it go, sweetie. You got to find your inner peace with that, because you're not going to see it all.
Here's the thing, too. If you're staying in a con hotel, a host hotel, make sure you have downtime. This is I've been talking about this for the last couple of years. The people at Dragon Con TV have been outdoing themselves of streaming live panels to your hotel room. So... Mm-hmm.
My understanding is the very big major stars, Richard Dean Anderson, Gillian Anderson, at least one of the Eureka panels, at least one of the Warehouse 13s, the True Bloods, a lot of the Star Trek panels, they will, if they're not live streamed, they will be taped and shown later. So please don't kill yourself with that. I actually saw somebody last year who was in tears because she just could not figure out what to go see. There were three things she was desperate to go see. They were all at the same time, and she just couldn't do it. And she was in tears, and I just looked at her and I said, you know what? You don't get that upset about this, because you're going to have fun, whichever one you do, let the other ones go. If you get in a line and there are too many people, go to something else. Always have a backup plan. Have a plan B and have a plan C. Also, the other thing is, just like you're tired, sometimes the staff are tired, and there may be people that are rude. If somebody is rude, don't give rudeness back. Don't pay that one forward. Let's try to make some good karma there. But if they are really, really rude, do let somebody know. We have the people with the blue badges are staff. Those are the directors. The people with the black badges are our bosses, the senior directors. We want to know. And if it's somebody who was really, really inappropriate, they don't need to be staff. Or maybe we need to work with that person. And that's just wrong. And that we don't want them to do that, because the members and the attendees are who are there. And we're here to help you guys. So ask us a question and see what we can do. Please also understand that sometimes we'll be running someplace and we'll ask you to run with us while we answer. That's not trying to be rude either, but just know that. And don't stop on the stairs to take a picture. Don't stop in a walkway to take a picture.
Especially the habit trails. The habit trails. Keep moving on the habit trails. Just keep moving.
And con and the hotels, this is the hotels doing it, this is also the con, but they are going to check for badges. Keep your badge on you. If you're in a host hotel, keep your card key on you. You need those. If you lose those, you may not be able to get in. And that is a real big problem. But they're going to lock down the hotels to con or to actual guest at that hotel at different times. And so that means, yes, there may be some football fans there because they are staying at the Hyatt. But anybody just walking in on the off the street very likely won't be able to get in. So you wear your freaking badge.
If you're, moving from room to room, from panel to panel, I saw one of the, if you want any other tips and you're on Twitter, type in hashtag DragonCon, and there's a bunch of people writing survival tips. And one girl's like, always check your badge before you leave a room or a panel. Always check for your badge. Actually, invest in a really good lanyard. Because those little clippy ones that you get, Doc Hammer, what was it, last year actually had his badge swiped from him. So invest in a really good lanyard. The Crook Shadows ones are really good. Just saying.
Are they really?
Cool. I like
and
them.
See something. And the other thing I would say is do something you think you wouldn't like.
Yeah.
I know that sounds really weird. Go to the origami thing. Go to a Crew Shadow concert. Mm-hmm. Go to Frenchie and the Punk. Go to and see what one of the costume contests are like. It might not be your thing, but you also might find a new thing you really enjoy.
Right. Yeah.
And hey, I mean, we had people who sat in our Warehouse 13 panel because they were waiting on Dr. Sperry, and they were like, okay, and now you guys have made me watch this show. Damn it. Yeah. I'm like, yay. So have fun.
Yes.
And don't be a dick.
First off, have fun. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing that voice in my head in both Mighty Bill and Aaron when I say don't be a dick. I'm hearing
don't
both of
be a dick.
Both of you. Thank you. You're in my head.
Yeah. And I don't like them.
So are you ready for a round of rocks versus the internet?
Yes. Lee needs to be in on
this one. Rocks solves the internet. Okay.
To know what the rules are.
There's none.
Shit.
I will ask you a question, a legitimate question from the internet. You will answer. You will help them. I just drank a tall glass, cold glass of lemonade, and it made me more thirsty. Am I pregnant?
Only in the world of Squidbillies are you pregnant. I love that show.
I do not watch Squidbillies, but it just means you're more dehydrated. So drink water and don't drink lemonade because that's got a lot of sugar. Water will help.
A lot of tartness.
Okay.
So you could become tart. You could be a tart.
You could become a tart.
And then you could put an ad in Casual Encounters, and from there, you'll learn where babies come from.
See my little thingy?
You're not pregnant. Oh, my gosh. Honestly. Reminds me of a senator or something.
Stop. Okay,
female
John.
Female body parts.
Keep going. Rocks versus the internet. Keep going.
Yeah.
So no, you're not pregnant.
No.
Take a high school health class. Done.
Okay, I took my 5 pound. I live in Western Maryland, and I have no idea what kind of I should read the top part of it. I took my 5 pound dog outside before daylight, and a large owl flew right in front of my face. Will it eat my dog? I live in Western Maryland. How did I get that messed up? I don't know. And we have no idea what kind of owl it was, but it sure seemed huge as it flew by. So, will it eat my dog?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 5 pounds?
If you lift him up, if it can lift it up, yes.
If it's like a barn owl or a screech owl, yeah. They're big. They're huge. Wingspan is massive.
And owls are carnivores, so yes.
They will gut your dog, and you will not see Fifi again.
Okay, I was bitten by a turtle when I was a young lad. Should I still drink orange juice?
He was bit by what? Turtle?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Should I still drink orange juice?
No, don't, because you know what? You're actually impregnated with turtle eggs, so don't.
Okay, here we go. Here's one for Lee. When I drink alcohol, I always feel sad. I will feel happy and great all day, but when I drink, and I start to feel sad. I don't show it, and I talk about it, I don't show it and talk about it, but I feel it. I'm not depressed or anything, so is there any reason for that?
Alcohol is actually a depressant. A lot of people don't know that. So therefore, yes,
if you take up a basic health class, people.
Okay, well, some of them doesn't.
This is learned in health class.
Alcohol is
a depressant.
Alcohol is a depressant, and it works on people in different ways. And therefore, what this probably means is your body just really doesn't like alcohol. So stick with soda, stick with water. It's okay. You don't have to drink alcohol. It's okay. Stick with sugar. Sugar's great.
Sugar makes you happy.
Well, not really. Sugar also makes you a diabetic, but don't drink too much sugar. But it's good for you. Drink sugar. Drink the sugar. Drink the water. Don't drink alcohol. If it makes you sad, don't.
But it's great if you find a large candy jar right next to a golf cart. Yeah, golf course. It's awesome.
Rox, that is such a metaphor for your life.
I know.
Right there.
Kids don't eat random.
Don't eat random candy
found next to a golf course. I don't know. They were Mike and Ike's. They were all right.
Did you eat them?
Yes.
My God.
They were in a jar. They were in a jar. They were fine.
I don't care. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, folks, now that Rox has eaten who knows what in that, she says they were Mike and Ike's. How the hell does she know?
I got a question, though. Should she still drink orange juice?
It might help her because it might give her some vitamin C and help her the bugs. I mean, this woman might be walking around with bison in her system or something. Don't hug Rox at Gawn. You don't know what was in those fake Mike and Ike.
Well, a cynical 13-year-old doesn't like hugs. They're gross, I think is what he said.
Hugs are awesome because you know what? Hugs are awesome. I love hugging.
Hugs decrease your stress levels.
They do decrease your stress levels.
And they make you drink lemonade and then you're thirsty again.
No, they don't.
You're impregnated with turtle eggs.
I do have a question from the Facebooks.
Oh. Rox, you've gone away.
Everyone went away. Uh-oh. Hey, Rox. Rox is gone. I will go over to my shot. Do-do-do. Okay. Everyone's video went away. I have no idea.
Lee, you're gone, too.
Well, I just hit video.
I am, too.
All right, we can stop talking about it, and we can just go back to this.
Okay.
There we go.
There
it is. Yeah, we're back.
For whatever reason, I thought that I had not paid my bill.
Oh, the lights will go off.
Anyway, there is a question for Paul over on Facebook on the DragonCon group. Says, I've got a question, folks. Of course, we're going to answer it here, but you'll probably never hear it. I've got two con versions coming with me this year and kind of went over the basics with them. They're cosplaying, but wearing the same costume all 4 days.
No!
Anything else I can tell them about keeping their cosplay smelling fresh or decent? The only thing I can think of is for breezing the crap out of it. Mm. Any advice is greatly appreciated.
Actually, all right, hold on. For leather, if it's leather, our friend Cosette uses the cheapest vodka.
Yeah.
De-smellify it.
And that is cheap vodka. Is it just straight cheap vodka, or is it vodka and water?
It's vodka. It's not a mix. Okay.
Because with the water,
you will stain it.
Yeah, okay, so you just
this use coming from a woman that uses Stitch Witchery. I'm just saying.
So she cannot be trusted.
Yeah, sorry. But do that. I also don't put Febreze in it, actually, because the problem with Febreze is it actually can sit in there, and then it can actually cause problems with your skin. Really air it out. Turn it inside out. The first rule is nobody who really does cosplay ever does cosplay in the same outfit 4 days.
No.
Maybe at least five outfits would be really good if you had to do two. But honestly, Dragon Con, if you do your cosplay once or twice, that's going to be fine. And wear your t-shirts and jean shorts the rest of the time, because you're going to be comfy. But don't wear that thing 4 days.
I do have another.
The costuming director would be very, very upset with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
In fact, actually, I believe he mentioned it in the 50 Days podcast that not to do that.
Yeah. But don't do it. Ooh, gross.
Here's the thing. People will recognize, like, I remember years ago there was this chick and she was in one of those chainmail bikini.
And you saw her
2 days in a row.
Here is another question from the Dragon Con's Facebook thingy. Does anyone know if there'll be a discount for parking at any of the host hotels this year? If not,
just a margin that just asked about.
If not, hold on. If not, do you know of any reliable parking garages nearby?
Yeah, there is actually the one that is attached to the Peachtree Center Hotel is pretty reliable. The thing is, though, they're still going to charge you if you stay more than one day. They're going to charge you extra for the con. It just happens. Guys, sorry. The best way, if you don't want to pay a lot for parking, is you can look online. MARTA has some really good parking decks that are reasonable, that are safe. You can go and park your car there, and then MARTA into the con, stay at the con, and then go back and get your car. But, your parking sucks, and you're screwed.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, since I have my bike, sometimes parking is kind of hard for a bike, too. Just saying. Finding that lone light pole that you can hook up your bike to, yeah. Yep.
Okay, here's another question. Is it me, or is there no official After Dark programming this year? It's just you.
There's concerts. Concerts start late. They are late. Drum Circle starts late.
There are a couple of tracks that go late. If I'm right, Dark Fantasy does. I think they go until like 2 a.m. because they don't start until like 1 p.m. Which is fine. Hey, the day ball's out. They don't want to be there. That's just you. There is a lot of stuff. I think you're just not looking at it.
Yeah. Isn't wrestling's late, isn't it? Do they still have that? Wrestling?
They do have wrestling. It's usually on Friday night, and I think it starts around 8 and maybe goes until all the wrestlers are tired. I don't know.
Okay.
What?
Okay, what I do. I have a couple. I have a couple of questions from the chat room. The first question I want to say is, Aaron is asking, "I'm not going to the convention because I'm not allowed to bring a real shotgun or sword. Can I have my money back?"
No, you bought your membership. The rules have always been that you can't bring real weapons.
Yeah,
pussy.
Yeah.
The other question.
Okay, has to be peace tide.
Sorry, my husband is right beside me. Wrestling is August 31st at 7 p.m. That is Friday in the Hyatt Ballroom from 7 p.m. till 9:30 p.m.
Oh, that's Friday.
So there's another question here. Which should people cosplay as out of this group? Wonder Man, Dale Cooper, or Dennis Hopper, as in Dennis Hopper as Frank Booth?
I go with Dale Cooper.
Dale Cooper. Easy costume.
Easy. And you get donuts,
and, coffee and pie with it.
Yeah, pie.
And that person says, that person, cynical 13-year-old, says good choice. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Pie, man.
Oh, all my right. gosh, I remember somebody dressed as the log lady once.
Here's another right. question from the Facebooks. First time going after wanting to for many years.
Virgin!
And I'm only going on Friday. But hey, I'll take what I can get. What does the Walk of Fame work? How does the Walk of Fame work exactly? I'm assuming that each individual person charges whatever they want for the autographs, pics, etc.
Yep.
Yes.
And Dragon Con has nothing to do with how they charge or what they decide to charge. Different actors do different amounts. You have some actors who charge almost $100. You have some people that charge like $15.
I think, let's see, I wound up getting Malcolm McDowell. Now, too, also keep note that if you bring something, you know, some sort of poster from home, they'll charge you for that. You know,
they still will charge you. Yes.
They will still charge you, you know. I think Malcolm McDowell charged like 30.
30 or 40. I'd heard that, yeah.
He was really reasonable. He was really cool. Some of them are higher, some of them are lower. The big guys, you know. They always ran a special for Shatner and Leonard Nimoy. They were, what, in the 250s? But you got a photo.
But you got a photo with them. So, yeah, it's a little different.
So they run it a little differently, you know, so.
And it's honestly, it just depends on what you want if you're there for that. I will also say, though, if you're only coming on Friday, most of the guests will be there. Some of them won't. Some people aren't coming in until Saturday. So there are some guests you'd miss. But also, if there are certain guests you really want, find out when they're going to be at the Walk of Fame. They'll
it's
have
in
like
the book.
It's in the book when they're going to be there or when they're going to be in panels. You really want to get Joe Flanagan's autograph. You want to look and make sure, okay, wait, he's not doing anything else during at between 12 and 2. That's when I'm going to go and stand in line for his autograph. Because some people will have a really long line. Some people won't. It'll just depend. And
yeah.
It flows. I can't say it's always the same people who have a line.
And it's a shame that this person's not coming Saturday because this person can bypass the parade.
Yeah.
And go to the Walk of Fame because nobody's there. Everybody is outside enjoying the parade. And that is here is my secret. Was for years I would actually march in the parade and all history was always kind of first. Mm-hmm. So that I had a bat, I had a ribbon, so I can actually go through the Marriott. You know, after you're done because you had the badge. And then I can zip right over to the Walk of Fame and
Hilton,
get my stuff at the Hilton and get stuff signed.
Yeah, that's a great and that's a good plan. So if you do that, that is really good.
On the flip side, I do have another question out here, and I guess this will probably wrap it up for the evening. My wife and I are going to the con for the first time this year, but just on Monday.
Ooh.
Any suggestions for what you can do, where to park, etc.? We'll be driving in from Kennesaw.
Okay, if you're coming in from there, depending on what you want to do, because Monday night will not go late from Kennesaw, stop at your first MARTA station, MARTA on down. It's going to be cheaper for you. But in all honesty, Monday is also not going to be a bad parking day. So if you do want to drive all the way downtown, park at Peachtree Center or any of the like $5, $10 lots and you'll be fine. The ones that are around the hotel, pretty good.
Monday is good for if you're going to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Guests are leaving. Everybody's leaving. The dealer room is the barest you will see it. You know, that you could actually walk around.
see what's there without the giant multiple of crowds.
Well, and there'll still be crowds, though.
There will still be crowds, but it won't be as crazy as it is on first day or Saturday. And here's the thing. With the internet, you're not going to get the deals like you used to at conventions. You know, just be aware of that.
They do it now, yeah. They don't care that as much.
Right.
I will also say the other... Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
The other problem is Walk of Fame. If you're going for an actor's autograph, you need to be there at 10 a.m. and see who's there. They're going to start being done between 12 and 2.
Yeah.
Because they're catching flights to go wherever they're going. There will be some there'll be panels going on in all the tracks. There'll be some main programming panels. I got a Warehouse 13 panel on Monday. But those are becoming smaller and smaller. I will say, if you are a Stargate fan, one of the funniest panels you can probably see on Monday is the Stargate panel. They seem to all the actors, especially the Stargate Atlantis ones, all go out and have a really, really good time Sunday night and are very much feeling the effects on Monday morning. The Stargate track calls it the hangover panel. One year, Jason Momoa was sitting like almost in a fetal position, holding onto the pitcher of water, the big pitcher of water, and drinking straight out of it. So it is a hysterical panel to watch, and you will giggle a lot because they're all very, very feeling the effects, and it's great. So, but Monday's going down. I mean, it's the day. Also, most people are very, very tired by Monday.
Yeah.
And if you, 2:30 in the X-Trek room, there is, you can come see all three of us, at, Make the Bad Men Stop, the sequel, Stop Harderer.
Stop Harderer and Faster and...
Harderer, so we could leave sooner, yeah. I think my flight's actually that I'll be there for the entire panel.
Yay!
This time.
Yay!
You? And someone did ask that was Dr. Sperry's first panel canceled?
Dr. Sperry, unfortunately, has been canceled. He is not going to be able to come this year, and he just found out he can't come. So he will be, he already told me because he and I chatted on the phone and said that he does want to come back next year if he can. So This is a man who does a lot of testimony in court and has a lot of things going on. So, unfortunately, that trumps coming to Dragon Con. But I'm changing around some stuff, and we're going to put in a Lost panel. Going to move a panel around so that we'll see the Hollywood panel later, so one of our panelists can be there. Their flight's not getting in late. And then we're also possibly going to add another Fringe panel.
Awesome. All right. So, Lee, where can folks find you?
Folks can find me on Twitter at LeeBC. I am locked down, but if you friend me, I will friend you right back. I'll let you see me. DragonCon X-Track is at DCon_X-Track on Twitter, and we are on Facebook at DragonCon X-Track.
Yeah, okay, there's tears. I just want to make sure I'm not missing something in the... Rox, where can people find you while I...
Oh, they can find me on Twitter as Rox of Spaz House. No E on
no
the end of Spaz.
Or House.
You can find me on the House, yes. Weekend Justice for NeedCoffee.com, sometimes on the Unique Geek Podcast, and... Oh. Around and about, Facebook, but yeah, I'm always on Twitter.
And I will also say you can find me on with John at The Unique Geek for the 50 Days of Dragon Con podcast.
Yes.
When he's not cheating on me, I'm his co-host.
Yes. And for those people that have found us on that have actually watched us live, thank you for joining us.
That's so sweet of y'all.
John, take a note of who is here. And because you guys joined us, you all will get a free derelict zine.
Yay.
From me. I know you're excited.
Yay!
Just find us at the con.
Hold on. Keep a
Keep well, talking. And I will say for some of these derelict zines, we will hold in our track in the X-Track room because I am actually a contributor to the zine. God help you all. And so, therefore, we will have some there. And
it's
you can
a
come
summer
and get them
of
there.
Gin, just so you know.
It is a summer of gin. It is the summer of gin. So come and see us there, and we will do it. And you're on your honor to only take one zine per person because, you know, we want to spread the derelict.
Well,
zine.
We also would like to, you know, acquire. If you want, here's the deal.
Ah, okay. She has a deal.
We want
deal?
This to go. We
or
want
no deal.
To make sure people take this. We will take
yeah.
trades. If you want to donate money, here's the thing is Lee's got some zines. They will go for her people. If you want to donate some money so that she can buy drinks and stuff for Jenny B and, you know, whoever else is working hard in her room. Because you know what? When Lee is out doing one of the big panels, there's somebody always dealing with that room. Somebody wandering in and stuff, you know, because they got a guard. So that helps out. So buy a zine or trade.
Or trade.
We'll take bartering. So
we love bartering. And I love singamajigs. And flowers. Oh, I love singamajigs and flowers.
We do have one last request. We do have a an MP3 to play from a cynical 13-year-old. So here we go. You have to solve this problem and then we're out of here.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. I should probably turn the volume up first. And
that
then,
would help us, sweetie.
And then yes. play the MP3. Da, 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 da. Here we go.
Murder is not the answer.
Hello, Rox. It's me, cynical 13-year-old, here with another couple help requests. I'm on my MP3 Olympus recorder. Again, not tape recorder. I'm very sorry about the confusion last episode. I am taking my dogs for a walk in the woods, which is probably why you hear all the snapping branches and panting dogs in the background. I have stumbled across a hobo home back here with the fire pit, everything. Now, anyway, on to the help request.
I'm
working on an independent film script that a couple of buddies of mine are going to be filming. It is, I don't really like this phraseology, but it's the best way to describe it. It's kind of a Coen Brothers style genre blender slasher film. With kind of Tarantino-esque dialogue, you know, with pop culture very fast. It's more Gilmore Girls-esque, actually. And,
I think he's referring to the dialogue.
All of this takes place in a Salem's Lot / Twin Peaks-style town, small town. I just need advice on how to do a no-budget film. Just any advice at all. Editing, filming, voice recording, acting, locations, anything you can give me. And John's there, too, you know, the tech expert, so he better join in with some help, too. Anyway, thanks so much for the great show
too.
And all the great advice, Rox. I love the show, I love you guys, and keep it up.
Aww.
I'm going to try and make it to Dragon Con this year to say hello, but that might not work out logistically. Okay, great. Thanks.
Man, I want to hear about this hobo camp you found.
Can I first say he wants to take advice?
Oh, my God, there you go. You film it at this hobo camp.
Oh,
no money,
God.
No budget.
Can I just point out that he wants advice from the guy who forgot to turn the volume up before he played his audio file?
Well, yeah.
Not the best idea.
I know I'm not Rox, but I want to give one piece of advice, which is make friends with people who are the tech people, because I wouldn't have a damned clue how to do any of this stuff, but John does.
See, here you go. This is points out to what we were talking before. Drop the girlfriend thing.
Network.
Make friends. Lots of friends. Because basically you could make your own Super 8 type of film. Because it sounds like you're trying to get the same type of kids together to do this film. Everybody's got skills. You know how to find... You're a private eye now. Unofficially. So you can find out who has skills and stuff. Utilize those people. There is an interesting take on the guys that they filmed Raiders of the Lost Ark frame by frame on their own. It took them years to do. And they actually got noticed by Spielberg and Lucas. for doing it. It took them forever. You know, everyone started growing and stuff. But they did it over the course of several summers. And it's actually a cool story. So you can actually find that. It sounds like you got woods. Use the woods.
Didn't
now,
they? Wasn't there that whole Blair Witch thing was just, it was shot on the shoestring budget, admittedly, but yes.
Right. The thing is, I took a seminar on...
I have an Irishman that'll edit for
filming
you.
Filming out in public. You need to watch where city codes and stuff might ask you to, you know, get permits if you're filming on a city street, using somebody's house, using a neighbor's house. You need to get permission. Even though it's no budget and you're filming in your neighborhood, you need to ask Mrs. Green that lives down the street from you and stuff like that. You need to get neighbors and stuff involved. You know, even if it's a Tarantino-esque type thing, you need to involve a lot of people into this endeavor of yours. I'm sure you can find simple releases, you know, signed release of, hey, I got this release from Mrs. Green that lives down the street to film, you know, have her house in my film. So you do need to, you know, cover yourselves on that, you know, even if it's like a student type thing.
And Rox, I would also say that if you, cynical 13-year-old, if you can come to Dragon Con, the film festival and the film track are going to have some panels on what you need to know if you do an independent film.
Right.
Yeah. And they're actually going to have some lawyers and some people who've actually shot independent small films there. So some things to know and might help you out too.
Yeah, yes. Unfortunately, we do have an update from him because that MP3 file is about a month old.
Oh.
He did get the money together. He did get the stuff put together. But unfortunately, he doesn't have the time to go to Dragon Con now. And that's unfortunate because, as you pointed out, the Film Fest folks do have their track, and that would be a great place to...
But here you go. Okay, plan for next year.
Yep.
Because here's the cool thing. There is a section for Dragon Con called Backyard. I think Chris Gore is doing this panel on this. Even if you can't make it to Dragon Con, here's the cool thing about Dragon Con. A lot of people are filming panels and stuff. So you can actually go to, you know, you can go to YouTube and type in Dragon Con and people show stuff. Chris Gore has got, I think he's got a panel about backyard masterpieces. These are people who are actually filming in literally in their backyard. No budget.
Yep.
You know, so here's the thing. Use the money you've got now to put towards doing your research, getting your permits and stuff like that, and try to submit a film. Because the cool thing about Dragon Con Film Fest, because there is a film fest that goes on all weekend long. They actually break it up to, like, you know, there's a horror section, there's a fantasy section. You know, I would try to catch as much as possible while I'm there. Try to submit it. And I think the due day is usually May or something, and they'll review it and stuff like that. So actually use this time to, you know, get your script down and stuff. To get your film.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. And come
next year. Because then you'll be 14.
Shouldn't walk around alone at Dragon Con at 14.
Yeah, bring your parent, especially if you can get your film in. If you can do a short film and get it into Dragon Con, take your folks. They'd probably have a great time.
And let all of us need coffeeers know.
Because we would promote it. We'd put it in the zine. We would put something in the zine about it.
And we will come and watch it and clap.
Yeah.
And give you good constructive criticism.
Yes.
I'm going to put it on the people, by the way, in the chat or that are listening live to email rocks@helpmerocks@needcoffee.com to tell us where to get where your zine, who you were, so you can get your zine, because I can't tell everyone who's
Please email us.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
helpmerocks@... And then I also know some of you. But.
Coffee.com.
www.zinesandzines.com. Or if you see me at the convention, I know I'll have zines on me. You can say, I actually listened to that piece of trash show. If you say those words, I listened to that piece of trash show, that's kind of helpful. I'll give you.
Because then she'll know she really meant it.
I'll even sign it.
Or you can even tell her, you know what you can tell her is she has the most stunning white robe ever.
Yes. All right. And that goes for anybody else who's listening. No. So anyone that listens to the recorded version of this. All right. So I guess that's it. Until next time. If you've got a problem, you can't solve it, and Lee's not available, but you have dancing Grand Moff Tarkins and squishy, squidgily things, and no one else can help you, so help me God.
See,
there's
look,
always
it's like,
rocks.
It's like Farscape and Star Wars. See you at DragonCon. See you at DragonCon.
Bye bye.
Bye. See you at DragonCon. Are they gone yet?
They are gone now.